Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Patel Engineering Limited Q3 and 9 months FY26 conference call hosted by Share India Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harsh Patel from Share India. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Patel.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. On behalf of Share India Securities, I would like to welcome all the participants for Q3 FY26 earnings conference call for Patel Engineering Limited. We are pleased to have with us the management team represented by Managing Director, Ms. Kavita Shirvaikar, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Rahul Agarwal. We will have the opening remarks from the management, followed by Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings call. Our results and investor presentation have been uploaded on the stock exchange, and I hope you have had the opportunity to review them. Now, let me begin with the industry outlook. The government's focus on infrastructure remains very strong. The Union Budget 2026 has increased capital expenditure to 12.2 lakh crore, clearly reinforcing its commitment to infrastructure-led growth. Hydropower and pumped storage continue to be key priorities as India moves towards its 500 GW clean energy target by 2030. Project approvals have accelerated, creating a healthy pipeline of opportunities. A recent example is the Sawalkot Hydroelectric Project being developed by NHPC Limited, with a planned capacity of 1.56 MW. Projects of this scale reflect the strong momentum in the hydro sector. In addition, enhanced funding support from Power Finance Corporation and Rural Electrification Corporation will improve access to structured and lower-cost financing for hydro and transmission projects. Irrigation, river interlinking, metro rail, and tunneling projects are also gaining traction. Overall, the sector environment remains supportive, and it aligns well with Patel Engineering's core strengths. Now, speaking about our operational performance, execution continues to remain our biggest strength. During the quarter, we achieved important milestones across multiple complex hydro and underground projects. The Subansiri Hydropower Project in Arunachal Pradesh has made good progress. Unit 2 and 3 were fully commissioned in December 2025 and February 2026, adding 500 MW of clean energy to the national grid. Work on the remaining units is going smoothly, and they should be completed in the next few months. Completion of Surge Gallery 2 excavation at Kwar, crossing 10 lakh cubic meters of concrete pouring at Kiru, a key dam milestone. Again, breakthrough achievement in the 9.2-kilometer headrest tunnel at Parnel Hydropower Project. Completion of the entire NATM tunneling scope at the PGRW underground water tunnel in Mumbai. These milestones reinforce our technical depth and execution credibility in challenging hydro and tunneling environments. Now, coming to financial strengthening, this quarter was equally significant from a strategic perspective. We signed the MOA for the 144-MW Gongri Hydropower Project under a BOOT model, strengthening our long-term asset portfolio. We monetized non-core assets and realized approximately 185 crore during the quarter. We successfully completed a 400 crore rights issue, which was subscribed 1.1 times, primarily aimed at debt reduction. Our focus remains clear: strengthen the balance sheet, reduce leverage, and enhance our capacity to bid for larger, high-quality projects. Now, speaking about order book and growth visibility, as of 31st December 2025, our order book stands at 15,123 crore, providing strong multi-year visibility. We have bids worth approximately 12,000 crore, which are under evaluation and expected to open in the coming months. Further, there is an identified pipeline of over 50,000 crores to come up bidding in the next 1 year. We remain confident of securing around 8 to 10,000 crore of new orders in the coming year, while maintaining strict margin discipline. Growth for us will remain calibrated, selective, and profitability driven. For Q3 FY26, consolidated revenue stood at 1239 crore, EBITDA was 145 crore, profit after tax stood at 71 crore. For 9 months FY26, revenue increased to 3681 crore, which was up 5.75 crore from corresponding previous last year. EBITDA at 469 crore with margin of 12.7%. Profit after tax for the 9 months is 223 crore. Margins have moderated slightly compared to the previous period, primarily due to project mix and execution phasing. However, we remain focused on maintaining operating discipline and improving efficiency as execution scales up. Now coming to our debt, our total debt as of 31st December 2025 stands at 1433 crore, reduced from 1603 crore in March 2025. Overall serviceable debt has reduced by 200 crore during the 9 month period. Debt to equity stands at 0.33x and finance costs have declined year on year. We remain committed to continue deleveraging alongside growth. I will now hand over to Rahul for the detailed financial performance.
Thank you, Kavita, and good morning, everyone. I will now take you through the company's performance for the financial quarter ended and 9 months ended FY26. On a consolidated basis, the revenue for the quarter is 1239 crore. Operating EBITDA for the quarter is 145 crore, a margin of 11.7%. Profit after tax stands at 71 crore with a margin of 5.69%. On a standalone basis, the revenue is 1231 crore. Operating EBITDA is 139 crore and a profit after tax is 89 crore. Sector-wise revenue breakup for Q3 FY26, hydro is 57%, irrigation 22%, tunneling 13%, roads and others are another 8%. Book-to-bill ratio currently stands at 3.08x, providing strong revenue visibility. Moving to 9 months numbers, for the 9 months, a consolidated revenue 3681 crores, up by 5.74%. Operating EBITDA is 469 crores, a margin of 12.73%. Profit after tax has increased by around 6.5% and stands at 223 crore with a margin of 6.06%. On a standalone basis, revenue is 3652 crores, an increase of 6.69% year on year. Operating EBITDA is 449 crores with EBITDA of 12.29%. Profit after tax is 223 crore with a margin of 6.09%. Coming to debt, the overall debt as of December 31st, 2025 is 1433 crore, out of which working capital debt is 983 crores and remaining is term debt around 450 crores, which is reduced by 170 crores from 1603 crores as of March 25. Total debt and contractual advances as of 31st December 25 is 2060 crore as compared to 2267 crores. Hence, overall serviceable debt has reduced by 207 crore during the year in 9 months. Finance cost for the quarter has reduced from 680 crores in the corresponding quarter last year to 68 crores this quarter. Overall debt to equity stands at 0.33 as of 31st December 25. Coming to working capital, our net working capital days is stable at 114 days. That was all on the Q3 FY26 results brief from our side. We are now happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Disha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Ms. Disha, please proceed with your question.
Yeah. So I just want, what is the order inflow till now for the 9 months?
Around 3,000 crore.
I think previously we had mentioned that we're expecting 8,000 to 10,000 crore inflow for this year as well. So where has the slowdown been exactly, if you could throw some light on that?
So let me tell you, during the year, we maintain a disciplined approach to bidding. See, in a few large tenders, pricing turned very aggressive and chose not to compromise on margins for these tenders, particularly in technically complex hydro and underground projects. Our strategy remains focused on quality of orders rather than volume-led growth. Importantly, we currently have approximately 12,000 crore worth of bids under evaluation and a strong pipeline expected to open in the coming months. Based on current visibility, we remain confident of achieving our annual order inflow target while maintaining margin discipline. So next year, next 1 year, we expect to around addition of around 8 to 10,000 crore of new orders.
So for this year, for Q4, what sort of order inflow are we expecting?
See, we cannot exactly tell you ki, what time new projects will come up for bidding and what time it will get open. But we say another next 6 months, we expect to get around 7 to 8,000 crore order.
Okay, all right. And what sort of, so I think we're around 3,700 crores you've done so far. So what sort of execution are you seeing for Q4? And what sort of growth are we expecting for FY27?
So see, revenue as guided earlier, we expect to cross 5,000 crore this year. And however, with the new orders of around 3,000 crore already received and few more expected in the coming 2 months, we expect FY27 to see around 10% growth in revenue. And considering,
And margins around 13-14%.
Margins around 13%, correct.
Okay. And the order book, the order book mix will be more or less similar to what we have now?
See, I'll tell you, let me tell you, our primary focus continues to be on hydropower and pump storage projects, which forms the core of our expertise. See, India has an estimated hydropower potential of around 133 gigawatts, of which only about 50 gigawatts has been harnessed so far, leaving significant untapped opportunities. In addition, the government has outlined an ambitious roadmap of nearly 100 gigawatts of pump storage capacity by 2035-36, and we expect substantial bidding activity in this segment over the next 1-2. We also see strong opportunities in irrigation and water resource management, especially river interlinking and canal projects, where ordering activity is picking up. Selectively, we'll continue to participate in tunneling and specialized underground work, particularly where technical complexity creates higher entry barriers. So overall, we intend to focus on sectors where we have a strong capabilities and technical depth and the ability to maintain disciplined margins.
All right. And just a question on the execution. So I think you mentioned that we're expecting 10% sort of growth, but our order book and the type of order wins that we are expecting is quite significant. So why are we only guiding for a 10% growth? Do we see any headwinds in terms of execution?
So, sir, see, order inflow when it happens, so because in these are hydro projects are generally 5-year tenure, so first year it is mobilization. So then the order execution will be low.
Okay, so then you expect to pick up pace from FY28 onwards?
Correct.
Okay. All right. That is it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ashika Trivedi from Keynote Capitals Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Good morning and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question would be on the amount of tenders we have submitted till 9-month FY26.
So right now the tenders which are yet to open is around 12,000.
No, but I am asking, sir, already the amount of tenders which we have submitted, like the bids we have done.
So bids this year, last quarter, we had said around 30,000 we had bidded. Now 12,000 remains to be bidded, which is to be opened. And another 50,000 is in pipeline, which we have identified to bid in the next one year.
Okay. My second question, sorry if it is being repeated, but it is on the order book. So last quarter, we guided that we are expecting the total order inflow for this year to be around 8,000 crores, and by far we have done about 3,500-3,700 odd crores. So, are we not expecting to achieve this 8,000 crore target this year for the order inflow?
See, it is depending, as Kavita was explaining. So March, we cannot give a cutoff that by March it may happen. It may go a few months here and there, but we have 12,000 crore, which we have already bidded, and it will open in next one, two months. So, our success ratio is generally around  20%, so we expect something to come from there. Then, we had revived our Gongri project, that 1,700 crore work that may come up. So considering everything, we are still hopeful that we will reach there, but we cannot identify exact timeline.
Okay. Okay, got it, sir. And sir, last year we also highlighted that we had bidded for a very large project, the value of which was about 15,000 crore plus, and we were expecting the outcome by 3-4 months. So any update on that order?
So that order is open. We are not L1 on that.
Okay. Okay, got it. And sir, one more question would be on the total available land bank with us as on this date, and what will be its approx value in the books?
So land bank, we have still around 800 odd crores land bank.
Okay. And its approx value we carry in the books?
Around that only.
Okay, got it. And, also, sir, if you can, share with me the total amount of awards and claims as on the date, which are, like, pending.
So we have total awards and claims around 3,000. Around 700 is awarded.
3,000. Okay. 3,000 is pending, right?
Right. 3,000 means total, including awarded.
Okay.
So 700 is awarded. Balance is under arbitration or various stages of claims.
Okay, got it. And sir, last question was on the rights issue. So did the promoters participate in the rights issue?
Promoters participated, they, but not fully.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Viraj Mahadevia from MoneyGrow Asset. Please go ahead.
Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Shiraikar. Hi, Rahul. Couple of questions. What is the net debt post the rights issue? If you can break it up into term loan, working capital, and cash as of current.
The gross debt is around 600. Out of-
Right.
983 is working capital, 450 is-
Correct.
Term debt.
Right.
We have rights issue funds unutilized right now, so which is like 200-odd crores, 240. So that money will get utilized next quarter.
Sorry to interrupt. There is an echo.
There is an echo.
Okay.
Give me a minute.
Sorry, Rahul, you said rights issue is 200 crore. Rights issue was about 400 crore, no?
No. So he is saying partly fund has been utilized and balance is still pending.
So what has it been utilized for, the 150 crore already, if not debt repayment?
No, no. So it is utilized. So partly it is utilized for debt repayment.
Okay.
And so out of the rights issue proceeds, 100 crore was general corporate and balance was for the assets.
Rahul, sorry, I'm losing you here.
I think there is echo. There is some disturbance in the call, actually.
No, we're losing Rahul's voice.
Are you able to hear now?
Yeah, better.
Mr. Viraj, when management is speaking.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm saying the, out of the rights issue proceeds, 100 crore was for general corporate purposes.
It was from that.
Utilization.
One was asking the question now. I told him to keep yourself on mute.
Okay. Yeah, so 100 crores was for general corporate purpose and the balance was for debt. So that is why right now unutilized funds remains around 250 odd crores.
Right. And are we looking to now repay the 250 for the term loan by March and work towards the term loan free balance sheet?
Yeah, so we will utilize it partly to buy something to go beyond March.
Understood. You have some exceptional item in your this quarter's results related to, I think, the new labor codes. Is that one time? Is it going to be recurring of this amount every year? Can you guide us?
No, it is one time.
Okay. Secondly, you have a tax of 65 crores of earlier years. Can you explain that, a write back?
So there were some assessments completed. We got some assessments completed because of which excess tax provisions.
Mr. Viraj, keep your lines on mute, please. Whenever management is answering your question, keep your lines on mute. There is an echo from your end.
Yeah. So there was a completion of early tax assessment because of which there has been a reversal.
Understood. Your cost of materials has gone up meaningfully in your reported results, from 16% in same period 24 to 19% in September 25, now to 26%. Can you explain to us what is happening there? Because that's compressing your margins meaningfully.
It is just change in mix of what works we are executing. So if you see the corresponding cost of construction is also going down as a percentage.
Okay. And can you update us on the Dibang project? Did we lose that project? I heard it on another EPC call.
Yeah, so we were not on that project. The project, it has been bidded by someone else and at a very aggressive bidding, so we were probably not take that project.
See, Viraj, our strategy remains focused on quality of orders rather than volume-led growth. See, we do not want to take risk. Where the in complex and long tenure projects, difficult projects.
Understood. So how much is the confirmed order book today? Is 15,000 crores. We've got outstanding bids placed already of how much?
12,000.
And we are bidding for another... Another 15,000.
50.
Yeah, in next 6 months, another 50,000.
Mr. Viraj, please keep your lines on mute, which is creating a lot of disturbance whenever the management is answering your question. There is an echo from your end.
Okay, I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you, Viraj.
Thank you very much. The next question comes from the line of Pritesh from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes, in the 9 months, how much is the total orders issued in the system and what was your market share at this 3,000 crore inflow that you have?
So 9 months, we got orders of around 3,200 orders.
In that I know, what's your market share?
So in the 9 months, it is actually difficult to say a market share because there was one single large project, but around 10%.
One single large project, which was this and what was the size of this project?
So this project size was around 16,000 odd crores.
Okay. And can you name the project, please?
It is Dibang. Dibang project, the dam works.
Okay. We had bid for it or we had not bid for it?
So we had bid for it. We had bid for it.
Okay. The other question is with respect to these, last 12 months announcements by various agencies on trying to explore the hydro potential in Northeast and around Indus. And then passing of the Brahma. I think the CEA passed the Brahmaputra. So considering all this, when do you see tangible materialization of order inflow as you get around these main areas? Because these are the main potential, you know. The tangible order finalization, order inflow for R&D, does it materialize?
Yeah, next 1-2 years.
The documents, how they are supposed to be up in case of which you are saying 1-2 years.
Your voice is breaking.
Pritesh, there is a lot of background noise from your end. We cannot hear your question properly.
Is it okay now?
Yeah, yeah, much better.
So I'm just saying, based on the are the RFQs or the bid documents for some of these projects out for which you're saying 1-2 year you see a situation where order inflows materialize, or they are yet to be out?
No, no, they are, lot of them are out, like projects like Sawalkot, you know, then other Kamla. So there are various projects for which the RFQs are already out, and there are two projects, Itanil and all, where the RFQs are expected to come out. That's why we are saying 1-2 years.
So some of these projects have finished their environmental clearances, approvals, etc., ministry, regulatory requirements, environmental requirements. Everything is done with it, right?
Yes.
Financial closures of those projects.
Yeah, yeah. So, see, all these projects basically are coming from clients like NHPC, SGVNL and all, which are Navratna companies, so there should not be a problem of financial closure for them.
But the other pre-financial closure requirements of the project in terms of environmental, etc., all those things are done with, or they are in the process?
No, so some projects is already done, like Sawalkot and all, that's why they are coming up for bidding. And there are some projects like Itanil and all, which is still going on. So that is why we are saying all these projects will come up for bidding in the next 1-2 years.
So how many worth projects is where the basic elementary clearances are done with, and they are ready for bid?
So,
they are ready for bid, and yeah, currently, yeah.
So currently, Sawalkot and Kamla got the CEC clearance, and RFP is out, and which is ready for the bidding in near future. Rest is under pipeline, we are saying.
Can you quantify these two projects, please?
These projects' value will be around 10,000 to 20,000 crores, we can say.
It's a wide number, 10 to 20. What is the total project size and the project?
Sawalkot, there are a couple of packages.
Yeah, yeah. So one package is announced. The second package, another one more package will be announced shortly. And Kamla also, only one package is announced. The rest is under pipeline. That's why we are seeing around 12,000, around 8,000 is already announced. Balance 10,000 will come up, will be announced in very shortly. So we are saying 10 to 20,000. That's why I think 10,000.
So whatever is announced for which the bid has been, they'll call for a bid, right?
Immediately,
right.
Yeah.
Correct. In next 1 month also.
Okay. And if you just take this discussion a little bit ahead, and in the next 12 months, how many more projects do you see where they pass the elementary clearances requirement and enter a bid stage?
So another 2-3 projects are in advanced stage. We say Italian is 3,000 megawatt. So uska cost pakadlo around 30,000 crore itself. So that's why we are saying 50,000, 20,000 near future, and another 30,000 in next 1 year.
And there are various small projects also, PSP projects also.
Yeah, even Tato project.
So projects, there are projects coming up in states like Bhutan, in countries like Bhutan, Nepal, everywhere. So, you know, all combined we are clearly saying that 50,000 crores worth of projects should come up for bidding next 6-8 months.
Mr. Pritesh, you may rejoin the queue for the follow-up questions. The next question comes from the line of Nirman from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So you mentioned on the call about some pricing pressure in some of these projects. Can you explain why is there pricing pressure? There was supposed to be a lot of projects in the pipeline, right?
Sorry, can you repeat the question, please?
You mentioned about pricing pressure on these large projects. So earlier you were mentioning that there were a lot of projects, and
Mr. Nirmal, can you speak loudly? We cannot hear you clearly. Your question is not loud and clear to us. Please speak loudly.
Hello.
Better.
Yeah.
Am I audible now?
Yeah.
So I was mentioning about the pricing pressure that you mentioned. A lot of projects in the pipeline for everyone, right? So can you explain this pricing pressure bit?
So basically, see, there was one this project where a private company, not a listed company, has bidded, and where the bid was done at a very aggressive price, and that's why we didn't get that project.
But there are other projects in pipeline. Many other projects are in pipeline.
And you don't expect the best bid in those bids. You expect 20,000 to 10,000 crores of orders for the
Yeah,
next
we don't
year.
expect that to happen in all the projects.
Correct.
Okay. Secondly, on this Goldi, so are you comfortable now owning an asset on the books again, because we had problems in such a model in the past?
So Gongri project is one project where everything is completed, and that is why government wanted to revive the project, and based on discussions with the government, we revived that project. And
Considering our strong balance sheet right now, we feel Gongri is a good project. After completing the project, we expect to get the revenue of around 300 crores per annum, so which will be sizable and will enhance company balance sheet further. So that's why we chose to do this work.
Okay, all right. And lastly, on the non-core realization, so you mentioned the number for this quarter.
Your voice is breaking,
Nirman, Nirman, whenever you are speaking, there was a lot of disturbance. We cannot hear your question properly.
On the non-core asset realization, you mentioned the number for this quarter. Can you repeat that number?
So this quarter, around 140, this quarter, overall, this 9 months, we have achieved around 185 crores out of sale of non-core assets and realization of claim.
And how much do we expect for the next 1 year?
Next 1 year, another 100, 150, 200 crores.
So this year our target was 150 to 200 crores. So we achieved 185 crores so far. Next year also, we expect to continue the same.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Jay Bharat Trivedi from InCred AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
So just wanted to ask on the extraordinary expense, one-time exceptional, on the real estate Vivad Se Vishwas that you have mentioned. So how much of such adjustments do we see coming in coming quarter or next 1 year maybe?
No, it is one time only. We don't expect. So Vivad Se Vishwas, it was completed last year. This year, one of the clients in Himachal Pradesh, they came up with this policy. That's why we did with them also. So we don't see this coming up again.
Okay, but this was supposed to be in the real estate division, if I'm
No, there are
correct.
two things. One is which was for the client, and one is for the real estate division where we have settled with some old customers.
Okay, so what can you give the split of what, how much of it is for what?
Which was for the client is around 17.5 to 18 odd crores, and the real estate division was around 12 crores.
Okay. And second, on the tax write-backs, at what levels are these assessments going on where we have taken write-back down? Are they PIT past orders or ITAT? How is it?
So, yeah, it is one is ITAT and one is CIT.
Okay, so we don't write back before only on the basis of the AO order.
No.
Okay. And what would be the difference between our bid and the L1 for the Dibang project?
I think almost 1,000 crores.
Achha. So we for the 15,000 crore project, we would have bid somewhere around 15,000 and they would be at 14,000. So this is what my understanding is.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's it from my end. Thanks.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Bijal Shah from RTL Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yes.
Yeah, so if I see your margins for last couple of years, it has been over 14%. I mean, it was around reaching 15% also. And now you are guiding for 13% to 14% when you are saying that outlook is very good and there are a lot of projects and you are driving efficiency also. So what has changed? I mean, why the guidance for margin is 13% to 14%? In fact, discussions also, you were always saying that you will maintain margin. This is like 100 basis point lower margin which you are guiding now.
No, so we have been telling about 13, 14 only. What we are saying now is around 13 because when we see that, you know, new projects are coming and as I just explained the last difference in the bids and whatever new projects are coming, so we'll have to consider and align, you know, on the margin front.
So essentially you are saying that competitive intensity has increased.
We have seen that in one large project. We will comment on that, you know, if some more projects are coming up when they open.
Okay. Secondly, last time, the idea was that F26, the growth will be lower because at the beginning of the year, you did not have many orders as the last year there was very few orders which were announced. Now, it seems to be the same thing this year also. So what makes you confident about 10% growth in the coming year? And I think earlier you were guiding at 15%, now you have thrown it down to 10%, but is it 10% also is at risk?
So I'll tell you, FY25, the order inflow was almost nil. That's why this year we had given almost a flat target. This year we have already got 3,200 new orders, and whatever new orders more will come in next 5-6 months. So considering that, we are giving 10%.
Okay, so 10% is still achievable.
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, I mean, on this timelines of order, I mean, I understand it's a government thing and there is really nothing. We can't have a proper timeline. You can't guide us for that. But what is your sense in terms of what are the projects which are available and across all the spectrum, entire spectrum of all the things, and you will be bidding over next say 2 years?
The various sectors are there, so our focus will remain hydro, PSP and all. Irrigation, tunneling, a lot of projects are coming. If you see in budget, metro, you know, rail corridors, they have been announced. So we will be looking for such projects also. So yeah, there is a, you know, ample of projects. I mean, we can see a order inflow of similar size in the next 2-3 years easily.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Jatin from Hansen Investment Private Limited. Please go ahead. Mr. Jatin, please proceed with your question. Mr. Jatin, we will take the next question. The next question comes from the line of Viraj Mahadevia from MoneyGrow Asset. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Going forward, will the funds from non-core monetization and arbitration be prioritized for a term loan repayment?
Yes.
So hopefully we are a net cash company by FY27. Is that your internal projection?
I mean, leaving apart working capital debt.
You should be close to neutral, right? Because if you've got 250 crore cash, 450 term loan now, and you have a monetization, your loan will be gone, plus you'll generate operating cash flows through next year of probably 400-500 crores at the very least. Does that tie in with your expectations?
Yeah, that ties in the expectations, correct.
Okay, great. Thank you. Nothing from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Preeti Agarwal from SK Associates. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. Could you please elaborate on the construction costs and, you know, how you see them shaping over the next few quarters?
Our EBITDA is around 13, I mean, you know, on an average for the full year. So that we can expect to continue in the next few quarters.
Understood. And like, you seem to be diversifying your revenue sources with the bid for excavation projects. So are these projects lower margin compared to the overall margins?
So see, on margins, 13% is on a blended basis. So this is one project we have taken in a, for excavation, because we are anyways doing excavation in our hydro and tunneling project. So yeah, the margins in this is 150 basis points lower than that. But that is a small project, around 800 crores.
Understood. And just wanted your thoughts regarding the Assam Dam project, which is on BOOT basis. I think there are some concerns on stress on your balance sheet.
So
there are no concerns on a stress balance sheet, because as you also know, our debt has reduced and our balance sheet has strengthened so far. And the, expecting the future revenue from the project, we have taken this project.
Understood. Thank you so much. That's it for my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sunil Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Ma'am, just broad, wanted to understand is, like in many other industry also, there is a increasing competitive scenario for EPC players. So how we are confident about maintaining our good, this respectable 13-14% margin? How you see the scenario? Like you said, this big project has been taken over by some private company at a very substantial lower rate. So how to, how you will be navigating this situation? Because Patel has so many years of experience, but unfortunately new players are so easily entering those fields. So if you can little elaborate on this situation.
So I'll tell you, see, current our current order book is 15,000 crores. See, our, we have a legacy of executing complex projects. So we are technically sound. We have experience. Considering this, in this challenging, you are rightly said, ki some of them new players are bidding aggressively and we have to navigate this situation. But we have a competitive advantage because we are technically sound, we are more experienced. We have existing equipment base of around 1,200 crores. We have employee-based technical expertise, design and engineering team, where we can do some engineering and reduce our cost. So this is on our side, our experience, our technical expertise, and our past legacy. Considering this, we are confident that in this difficult situation also, we will reach our target.
Okay, thanks. And one more question to Mr. Rahul. Sir, our letter of offer mentions issue expense is worth 50 crore on a 400 crore right issue. Right issue happens now digitally. Why so high expense of 50 crore we are talking about? If you can little detail in explain, please.
So it is because there were consultants appointed. You know, the basis considering that around 10% is what we are knew that, you know, it is. 10% cost is there. Plus, yes.
Right issue of 10%
cost. Yeah, because 10% cost is there. Generally, if you see other right issues
so
also or other issues.
Including GST, so it is on an average 8% plus 20% GST, totally
10%. Thank you. Thanks, Ramji.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Jay from Star Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I wanted to know if the utilization of the rights issue has already begun and how much has been utilized so far and how much remains to be utilized?
So we have submitted the utilization report on the exchange. So out of 400, I think 300 is remains to be utilized.
Okay, and do you foresee any other fundraise in the coming quarters to finance either the working capital or growth requirements?
Not immediately. We will evaluate, you know, based on requirement. Like we have taken Gongri project, so funding may be required for that. So we will see.
Okay, and so one last question, like, how do you see the recent budget announcements with respect to the power storage projects? Like, do you think it is a major positive for the company? And how do you foresee the potential pan out?
So, yes, it is positive for the company. So, it gives us a, you know, huge opportunity going forward to bid for this project. Because there are large projects coming up for bidding in this sector. Because government focus is in power and especially PSP and hydropower projects.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Jay Bharat Trivedi from InCred AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello, yeah. Thanks for the follow-up. Just wanted to ask, are we facing any competition threats from BESS in our PSP orders, or are the utilities rethinking on putting up a BESS instead of a PSP? Your thoughts there?
No, the PSP projects and BESS projects, there is no competition between them. PSP projects, there are some PSP projects which are coming up along with a BESS.
Okay, but the PSP tariff rates would lie anywhere between 7 to 8 rupees per unit, if I'm out of, maybe 6 to 7 rupees, and BESS is relatively cheaper. So why go for a PSP? So that was my fundamental question.
No, no. So, see, it depends upon the quantum of power also. So, BESS projects, you know, it comes generally, it comes with solar or a wind where the power generated could be low. And when it comes to PSP projects, you know, the projects are long life. And so considering the overall capital cost and all, it makes more sense. And sometimes PSP projects is coming as an addition to an existing hydropower project. So all those factors are there.
Okay. Yeah. And for the next one, the coming 2-3 years, what would be our execution cycle be on maybe 30 to 35%? Any number that you can give?
So I didn't get you. What is 30 to 35%?
Execution cycle, basically your it is our average of the closing and opening order book.
Book-to-bill ratio.
What is the revenue?
Yeah, understood. So, see, our book-to-bill ratio is generally between 3 to 4 years.
So, but to maintain a 10% guidance which you have given, the order inflow for FY20, assuming we are doing 6,500 crores for FY26 broadly, your FY27 and 28 numbers have to be more than 10,000 to deliver that
group. See, this year we are expecting around 5,000. So next year around 5,000.
Okay. 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 Cool. Yeah, that's the command. Thanks. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vishal Saraf from VVS Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you just help us understand what is the business model or the revenue model for the Gongri hydroelectric project, which is a BOT project?
Yeah, it is BOT project.
It is a BOT project, so 4 years of construction, and then there will be a sale of power. So around
40 years.
Yeah, 40 years project will be there. So revenue in the first year is expected around 300 crores after completion.
So what will be the EPC value here? And and the second point is, do we need to then enter into PPAs with utilities and how will the tariff be determined? Can you help us understand that?
So there will be a PPA entered to be entered. EPC value right now, the final numbers are being worked out, so that's why we don't have the exact EPC value right now. And there will be a PPA entered. So PPA can be a fixed price or a cost plus PPA. That will depend upon, you know, what agreement we are entering into with the DISCOMs or the government.
No, so here, you know, because we effectively end up owning this project for say such a long time. So do we have an understanding from the state government that will be assured some return like NHPC gets in a lot of its nominated projects? Or have we assured them any base tariff rate for the period of the project?
So we are trying cost plus PPA model. Where our cost gets covered and we get reasonable margin.
Correct. And see, for the state, there is a fixed policy of giving a 12% free power.
Sorry, 12%?
Free power to the state.
Okay, okay. And thank you. And on the urban infra project for the SECL, so there is the tariff fixed on, say, per 10 basis, or how does the revenue model work in this project?
So revenue model is based on the lead of the kilometers.
Okay.
Basically, you have to excavate and, you know, transport.
So for us, it is excavation and transport. Coal, SECL will be selling the coal.
Understood that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we will have a fixed, say, freight here, is it?
Right. There will be a fixed rate per cubic meter per kilometer.
Okay, sir. And that number is disclosed, or can you share that number?
I don't have it right now with me.
Okay, sir. Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Viraj Mahadevia from MoneyGrow Asset. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my follow-up. Two quick questions. What is the CapEx plan for the next 1 or 2 years, or do we have all the equipment in place to execute the current order book?
Yeah, 150 crore CapEx will be required for all the current coming up EPC projects.
So per year, or would it be 50 to 70 per year for 27 and 28?
Next year, Viraj.
Sorry?
This is for the next year.
So 100 to 150 for FY27 and then nothing for 28?
28, it will depend upon what projects we get next year, then we'll have to evaluate.
Understood. My second question is, yeah, have there been any cost optimization initiatives that you all have pursued as a company, either through AI or any of these pilot projects that you've done which have yielded encouraging results that you're looking to now roll out on a wider basis for savings?
So we have worked out on various things like, you know, implementation of IoT, etc., and had various projects and, you know, saving on diesel consumption costs and running efficiency of the equipment. So we have done on a pilot basis for a couple of projects and we intend to implement it at all projects across.
And how much savings could that yield in FY27 on an annual basis for the company?
Difficult to put a number on that, but...
Even a range?
See, maybe 0.5%.
0.5% of revenues?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Abhijit Tare from Six Senses. Please go ahead. Mr. Abhijit, please proceed with your question. Mr. Abhijit?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Please proceed with your question.
My question is on that 50 crore rupees expenses that you have booked onto the rights issue. That seems to be really very high number because IPOs happen at 2.5%, 3% fees. 10% rights issue fees is unheard of. Do you want to give a detailed explanation as to how that 10 crore plus GST number has come in?
So we have appointed consultants, we have done roadshows, etc. So basis that the cost was there.
The cost is absolutely high, I am telling you. I have some background of investment banking and that's why I am telling you. Rights issue generally happens between 50 bps and 100 bps. You have charged here 10%, that's an investor's money.
Yeah, so this is what is there as per the offer document.
Investment banking?
Yeah, I think earlier also we had similar costs.
That's absolutely absurd cost, I can tell you. And on this forum, I am registering this. I am your investor and this is my money. Because I have put in my money into your right issue.
We'll explain.
You can go ahead, check on to the SEBI side at what cost rights issue happened.
Yeah, only what we want to just put it on record here is that it was already disclosed in the offer document.
Which is what I am saying that
Mr. Abhijit, you are part of the error of commission. Mr. Abhijit, you may rejoin the queue for the follow-up question. There are participants. The next question comes from the line of Jatin from Hansen Investment Private Limited. Please go ahead. Mr. Jatin.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Thank you for the opportunity. This is more regarding the rights issue again. So I see a company has gone to a rights issue 3 times in 6 years. So is it a kind of the financial distress or anything is normal? And is there any plan again in future to go again rights issue?
No, there is no plan for doing a rights issue again.
Okay. Thank you. Because for last 6 years, there have been 3 times, right? So, and also, I just wanted to ask you one more thing. So this is about the shares pledge. Promoters, I know they almost 90% they pledged. Is it an individual purpose or is there anything the purpose of company involved in that shares pledge?
No, so the pledge was done by promoters for the company as well as borrowings done by the promoters on the individual level to put in funds in the company in the past. And we are expecting the pledges to start coming down in the near future.
Okay. Any timeline for that shares pledge reduce?
So timeline-wise, post this March results, we'll start talking to the the lenders.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing remarks.
Thank you. To conclude, see, we are seeing strong sector tailwinds, particularly in hydropower and underground infrastructure. We are well positioned to capitalize on these opportunities. Our focus remains clear: disciplined execution, steady deleveraging, and margin-led growth. With a strong order book, improving balance sheet, and healthy bidding pipeline, we are confident about the next phase of sustainable and profitable growth. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Patel Engineering Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.